Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's time for Carl to recreate some more voices from the week's news. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
I'm Molly Ewing. I'm calling from Denver.
Hey, how are things in Denver?
Beautiful. Hot.
Hot, really? Wow. Yeah. So the ski season is finally over.
Yes.
Molly, it's nice to have you with us. You're going to play Who's Carl this time. Carl Castle, once again, will read three quotes from the week's news. If you correctly identify or explain two of them, you win our prize. Ready to go?
Yes.
All right, here's your first quote.
Disappointed, backwards, unusable, totally confusing, pathetic, completely odd, weird, scary, slow, garbage, not usable, crapped up, crap, absolute mess, craziness, terrible.
According to Mac Daily News, those were just some of the highlights from a long flame email a couple of years back. It was describing the writer's experience using Microsoft Windows. In fact, this week, the author of the email got so frustrated he quit Microsoft completely. Who was it?
Bill Gates.
Yes, Bill Gates. This week, more than 30 years after he founded Microsoft, Bill Gates officially turns in his badge and cleans out his cubicle. He's now going to go try to make something of his life. Gates' departure from the software behemoth is not expected to result in any huge changes at Microsoft. They will still be an implacable force for evil. But on the occasion of his departure. Some people found this 2003 email. It was revealed in some court documents from the antitrust case. In it, Gates complains at great length with the most bitter frustration and anger, much like any of his customers, about his experience trying to use the Microsoft website to download software. Gates said, quote, "This site is so slow, it is unusable." Others pointed to his even more angry 1999 memo titled simply, "Clippy Must Die."
I've seen that video, them putting Clippy in a car. Hey, where are we going?
Who's Clippy?
One day, the engineers at Microsoft said, you know, the people using our products, they're frustrated, they're angry, but they're not insane with rage. How can we
focus their rage?
How about if just in the middle of doing something, an animated paperclip pops up on the screen and says, "Can I help you? What are you doing? Oh, can I see?"
Geez, there's a lot of trees out here. I don't think we're anywhere near Redmond anymore.
What is that, cannoli?
What are you digging? What are you digging? Can I help you dig? No. Oh, you got a baseball bat. Do you want to learn how to play baseball? Maybe I can help you with that.
It looks like you're digging a grave. Is this a business grave or a personal grave?
So he's an animated character that you didn't like?
Yeah. Basically. We'll explain later. We'll explain later. Molly, are you still with us? Here's your next quote.
It was emotional in terms of, it's great to see her again. Did we cry? No. Did our hearts palpitate? I can't comment. I don't know. Did mine? Somewhat.
That was Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein of California plaintively describing the physical sensations she and many others experienced when WHO finally returned to the Senate this week.
Hillary
Clinton, yes. Had to go back to her day job. Just weeks after ending her two-year run at the White House, Hillary Clinton returned to Washington to her old job in the Senate. The Democratic caucus welcomed her with a standing ovation, you know, the sort of enthusiastic applause that said, "Everybody here is a winner. Everybody. You all get a trophy." Senator Clinton thanked everybody, told them all to take their seats, and then reflexively started delivering her State of the Union speech. All right, very good. Here is your last quote, and what it is actually, it's two different reviews of one of the summer's big movies. First, it's Slate's Dana Stevens.
Once in a while, there is a movie so bad that it takes you to a place beyond good and evil and abandons you there, shivering and alone.
And let's hear now a slightly different opinion from A.O. Scott of the New York Times.
The word unfunny does not quite capture the strenuous unpleasantness of Mr. Meyers' performance. No, this movie is downright anti-funny, an experience that makes you wonder if you'll ever laugh again.
Wow, I'm surprised I wasn't in it.
Those were two of the more sparkling reviews of what movie that opened last week?
Guru.
Good enough. The Love Guru, it's called. Mike Myers, it's a Mike Myers comedy about a fake Hindu guru's life and work has angered, well, pretty much every human being who's come in contact with it. First, there's the entire population of Hindus, you know, who are upset about this fake Hindu. In solidarity, the nation's film reviewers did what they could to make sure that very few people would actually see it. In addition to the two that you heard Carl recite, there was Harry Knowles of Ain't It Cool News. He called The Love Guru, quote, one of the most inept, pathetic, terrifyingly awful experiences I've ever suffered through, unquote. 4 stars. The Los Angeles Times, they noted that there are several stars who make these uncredited cameos in the film. I quote the reviewer, far be it for me to spoil the surprise. Oh, what the heck, it's Stephen Colbert. Carl, how did Molly do on our quiz?
Molly had 3 correct answers, so Molly, you win our prize.
Well done. Molly, congratulations, and thank you so much for playing.
Thank you so much for having me.
Bye-bye now.